Say the question is, I can control the mind's, my mind's attitude about physical pain. Is it possible to learn to control the pain? The attitude is probably the most important aspect of that. Sometimes it is possible to control pain. Sometimes it isn't, in the sense of as one directs attention toward some pain, or when one has an illness, or I think of the time, there was an occasion when Ajahn Buddhadasa had an operation. I can't remember what kind of operation it was. It wasn't for a hangnail. It was something a lot more major than that. And he told the doctors not to bother with anesthesia. He would use just samadhi to deal with the pain and deal with the operation. So that in some circumstances one can certainly control the pain, and also there's times when one is sitting for long periods and there's a lot of physical pain, but then when the mind really settles, becomes concentrated, then the pain dissipates. It's quite possible to ameliorate or change the pain just through the experience of beauty and joy and concentration. Pain will dissipate from the body. But sometimes one can't. I can remember Ajahn Chah, he had, after an operation, he had a brain operation, which after the operation, then he didn't take pain medication for a while, just to be able to observe the pain. And he's, you know, pretty adept, but even still, he said, that's painful. And it was interesting, because he said that what was most painful was they put a shunt in his brain. And he said what was the most painful was not so much the area of the actual operation, but when they put a tube down into his abdominal cavity, which they pushed through the between the skin and the muscle, I don't know what, over top of the muscle. And he said, "Oh, that was the more painful part, was that." You know, he had a comfortable attitude towards it, but it was still painful.